Kansas is finalizing its LUTAC dock redevelopment plan, which has drawn debate and concern around whether it will include an ore transport facility. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. That story is up next. Haines officials are working to finalize a $28 million redevelopment plan for its freight and fuel dock, the LUTAC dock. As borough officials are negotiating to secure the remaining roughly $3 million in state funding, many residents are alarmed at the possibility for an ore transport facility as part of the redevelopment project. Haines Harbormaster Sean Bell says Phase 3 of the LUTAC Dock redevelopment plan would ensure both freight and fuel barges would continue to be able to be unloaded simultaneously.
And that's important because when we have a fuel barge, they commonly tie up for a day at a time, sometimes 2 days at a time, depending on the quantities that they have to offload. And so that just becomes a scheduling issue with other vessels wanting access.
Haynesboro manager Annette Kreitzer underscored that point, saying expanded access for the community is the goal.
This is strictly about meeting the needs of Haynes residents and having redundancy for the fuel and freight barges that deliver goods for Haynes residents. It is not about meeting the needs of any mining interest or timber interest or any other commercial interests that may have some idea about how they might want to use the LUTAC dock in the future. It's not about that.
The reference to mining interests stems from a surprise presentation last month by 7 Yukon mining executives at a Port and Harbor Advisory Committee meeting. They discussed the potential for ore export from Canadian mines, specifically a containerized bulk handling system, and dredging the port for large ore barges. The mining representatives said they hoped that would be for up to 500 containers per barge in the next 2 years and up to 2,500 containers per barge load as more Yukon mines come online in the next 10 to 15 years. They agreed that the renovated Haynes dock could serve that purpose. That's led to increasing distrust from some quarters of the community who say their worried redevelopment plans of the Haynes dock would include facilities for ore transport without community consultation. On Thursday, dozens of concerned Haynes residents packed the Special Planning Commission meeting to express concerns about environmental impacts of ore trucking through Haynes and risks to water, air, and wildlife of the LUTAC Inlet. Richard Buck has lived in the LUTAC area for nearly 50 years and had this to say to the Planning Commission.
We lost a lot of trust in you, an awful lot of trust. And I'm hearing nothing tonight but doublespeak. I have not heard anybody say there will not be any ore boats coming in here. I would like to hear that. Instead of saying, well, Phase 3, they may come in or they may not come in, I would like to have a definite no, they're not coming.
Mosquito Lake community resident Erica Merklin opposed the expanded redevelopment plan.
Spending money on a Phase 3 that doesn't have public support truly is wasting money. And so I would recommend that we hold off on the Phase 3 and really just assess our needs and accept that we might not really need to go forward with trying to get even more money that phases 1 and 2 can serve our community.
Shannon Donahue criticized the recent public process, citing past community consensus for no ore terminal. She's a Haynes resident and works for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, an environmental group that opposes mining in the region.
Many of us don't want more ships and we don't want bigger ships. We don't want our home to become an industrial transportation corridor. If the borough finds that with new information or under new circumstances, it wants to pivot from the broadly agreed upon alternative, a thorough public process is in order at the level of the 2016 to 2017 process.
Haynes Mayor Douglas Olrude also spoke and apologized to the community for the Ports Committee not posting the mining discussion on its agenda and concerns around a rushed process and lack of transparency.
There was a failure in the way that meeting was conducted, but that is on us as the borough and not on any individual that is trying to bring people to the table to communicate. It should have been done differently.
Planning Commissioner Jerry Lapp spoke in support of the plan and need for the Phase 3 dock expansion as proposed.
We're talking about the Lutac dock failing. That's over 12 years ago. And so it's still failing, and it's not getting better by itself. We have to move on this here.
Planning Commissioner Chair Diana Lapham, who also sits on the Port and Harbor Committee, expressed doubt that the opposition for an ore terminal represented the majority of Haines community.
I don't want an ore terminal. I don't want things to be like Skagway. You people forget that we're here to do the best for the community. And like Mr. Turner said, 150 people or 200 people is not representative of the majority of this community. But we take your concerns as seriously as we do the other people.
She's referring to the legacy pollution in Skagway's ore terminal, left over from decades of heavy metals leaching into the harbor when the community was a shipping hub for Canadian mines. A limited dredging operation recently remediated some of that pollution. The majority of the 6-member planning commissioners voted 5-1 to support the redevelopment plan and recommended to the borough assembly. The Lutac Dock plan is a conceptual design and not yet finalized, but Haines officials are currently working to secure the remaining funding from the state legislature this budget cycle, roughly $3 million. That's to shore up the $20 million federal infrastructure grant Haines was awarded last year. The Haines Assembly has scheduled a vote on a resolution to support the 3-phase plan of the Lutac Dock redevelopment. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday on Zoom and at the Borough Administration Building. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.